Hello, everyone. Today I have the pleasure of being together with Boston Gallagher. Hi, Boston. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in my home. I'm in my bedroom in The Hague. Against my one wall, looking out of my window, and it's really sunny outside.
Good for you. Here in Amsterdam, it's not sunny at all, actually. No, it's kind of rainy. But yeah, this is Holland, as we know. More people know about you and know who you are, but would you mind telling us a bit who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. I am Boston Gallagher. I'm a dancer with NDT. I've worked there for 6 years now, 3 years in NDT 2 and 3 years in NDT 1. I came here right after I trained at Rombert School in London, and before that at the Dance School of Scotland in Scotland. So I've really only worked as a professional at NDT, but also with a little experience here and there in London while I was training. I came to terms with my gender identity as a non-binary person, sort of like a lot of people during the pandemic. And now I'm sort of dealing with how that fits in at NDT. And yeah, I guess that's why I'm here talking right now.
Oh, great. Thanks. You said it already. And so my first question is like, how did you realize that you were not comfortable with the definition of yourself as binary?
I think it's something that I've always felt tension surrounding in any sort of gendered environment from my whole life, which happens a lot at school, in a dance environment, in a studio, even at home, just like in society in general. Anytime that there would be a separation between male and female, I would obviously know that I'm male-bodied and categorize myself as that, but then I have this feeling of tension that doesn't really describe who I am. So as a child, I always felt like this. And then I think while we were all quarantined and taking agency over our schedules and our lives in a way where we weren't like reporting to the institutions in the same way, I think it gave me some space away from things that categorize me and to figure out how I think about myself. So I think through that process, I don't know, it felt like something that I'm confused as to why I didn't realize this sooner. But once I started using the word non-binary, it just felt like, yeah, this is what it is. And this is why things are difficult. And now I guess I'm in a process of figuring out what it is to actually be this instead of an aversion of something else.
What does it mean to be this? For example, I mean, yeah, you're still discovering it, of course, but I mean, something that you realized or...
Yeah. I mean, also it's not like a fixed thing, as I think we all know. So ever changing in its description and categorization. But yeah, I think that's kind of an impossible question because of the way society works, the way that dance companies work are so ingrained in this binary, gender binary. It is in the fabric of the institutions. So for me coming in and sort of like skating over the top of it and trying to like pick apart the little pieces where things are generally quite simply just male or female, I don't really know what it is. It feels like it's so open and unknown to me.
But it still makes you feel good, I guess, no? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. what is your reaction when people refer to you using the wrong pronoun, for example?
I think this is very dependent on what kind of person, with what intention they are saying it. A lot of times, from what I've experienced, it's happening, there'll be someone at work and maybe they'll correct themselves very quickly, and that's fine. I don't necessarily feel attacked by it, because my physical appearance is like, I'm still male bodied. Like, I can understand how that can be an easy slip up to make. I think it's nice to be able to forgive these things of some people, but then other times it's really someone who is using it in a certain way that can be upsetting. But mostly I try and exercise a sort of breezy forgiveness of this kind of thing, because it is difficult and it's new for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Also, I don't, for someone that I know that I'm not really going to be interacting with a lot, maybe I'll see them this once and then never again for my rest of my life. I've yet to reach the point where I like need to lead with this with people.
Yeah, I think there's, of course, there's a lot of ignorance behind, but as well, there's the need of education. So educate a society that until now has been used to think in a binary way. So it takes, I think, as well, a lot of patience from the people that also define non-binary. And how has it been for you in the professional life? Like, in terms, you have been working for years for this amazing company, NDT, and how did the like this institution like face the situation?
Yeah, I mean, luckily I've been, me and Isla, who has also joined a year after I joined, but in the same sort of time frame, she realized that she's trans. So we've been sort of coming at NDT together to try and work out how trans people fit into this workplace. So that's been really nice, having that sort of two different angles as a trans female and a non-binary person. For my specific experience, I think it can be a lot more unknown, uncertain, because a person of trans female experience, they can fit somehow back into the binary of there are men and women, and now I am going to dance female roles. But I am now presented with the choice of, am I going to dance representing a male? Am I going to dance representing a female? Am I comfortable to do that when these are not, this isn't representative of who I am as a person, as an artist, what I want to give out? So I've been finding that NDT is very open and supportive and wants to do everything they can. They're asking me, what can we do, basically, to keep you here, to make this a safe space for you? But a lot of this is me not knowing what I need. So it's also me saying, I don't know what I need, which I think can be frustrating for both of us. But on a day-to-day basis, when we're thinking about new creations, it doesn't really become a problem, because I get to, if I'm cast in a new creation, I get to sort of curate my role in this world. The choreographer is there. They're faced with a person of a gender identity that maybe they're not used to. And I think so far, I haven't felt like I've had to play the role of a different gender for a new creation, which is something that was causing a lot of tension before. But when it comes to rep pieces, which are, there's an archive of historical works for NDT, and every single one of them is cast on the gender binary. There are male roles and female roles. So with every single rep piece that comes up, we have a meeting and discuss what do I feel comfortable with, sort of assessing it on a work by work basis, which is amazing that they are letting me have that choice. But then I have some tension surrounding it because it's still fitting into the gender binary. It's still representing, I would still be playing a part, representing a gender that I'm not, that isn't inside of me. So at the end of the day, it is like playing a part in a more fundamental level than anyone else in the room. So that's just like a lot of work. And it might be that I think I can do something. I think I can go out for the male role for this thing. And then we do a workshop or an audition with the people. And then I start feeling uncomfortable, or I have a panic attack, or so it's quite a high pressure thing. Or they ask me, do you want to learn the male or the female role? And I say the female one, because I never really get that choice. And then I feel a lot more stable and comfortable being in a sort of female-oriented space. I feel a different kind of pressure. I also feel like I'm comparing my bodies against the female bodies in the room and asking myself, can I really represent what is supposed to be representing a female energy in an honest way? I don't know. It's a lot of questioning.
No, it's also, I guess, a lot of a challenge. I mean, in terms of you were saying it, in a moment in which you make the choice of taking on a role that usually has been performed by a female, you have also, as well, also to face the reality that, as you were saying, to give the same kind of energy that is supposed and required from that specific role. So it's interesting to hear that it can be challenging. It's just not just a choice of feeling, but it also implies a lot of also responsibility towards the choices that you make. And it's also nice to hear that a company like this, like as big as this, that has that it's renowned, and as well it has been always, I think, very up to date, is like also willing to take a step towards this direction. And do you feel, because I guess like also among your colleagues, I mean, do you feel that also with them, it's also the ones that don't define themselves non-binary? Do you feel that it's kind of, it's they acquired this change in a good way? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, I've always found this with dancers in general, just as a community of people, that they're very accepting of every kind of person. I've not come across any negative vibe from anyone surrounding this issue. I feel like everyone is very open to accepting that this is the step forward that we have to take.
I have a question concerning, I mean, because of course you belong to a company that usually holds auditions, and talking about a more like structured and subsidized like workplace, what do you think it should change in the system? And I'm referring to auditions, to more traditional companies which have an even more historical repertoire in their houses. What do you think it should change?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to change. I think we just had a meeting about it today, but I think the audition for NDT is now no longer going to be so specifically gender separated, which I think is fabulous. So I guess from an entry level, there has to be less separation of gender. For me, it feels like a lot of it is for no reason other than just like order. Whereas I think there is a sort of general reframing of what people view a dance company to be, what the product that we give out, how it has to be given and presented. I think that sort of needs a reshifting, where we have for so long categorized types of dancers for their gender because certain genders are more aligned towards certain kinds of dynamics of movement. And, you know, if you have a big, strong man, that you're going to have I'm doing air quotes right now for people who can't see me, like you're going to get strong, dynamic, powerful movement. And then and you sort of balance that out with the female energy, which is somehow more refined and softer. Whereas I feel like these capabilities in the dancers I know at NDT and so many of the dancers that I've known in my life are available to everyone. And it's just because of how we've been ground down by training, by the way society works, into what we should highlight in ourselves to sort of support the view of a man, to support the view of a woman. And I feel like when thinking about how dance companies move forward, it's a changing of thinking about what a man can provide in a work, as opposed to any kind of person that is capable to highlight these dynamics within themselves, what they can bring to this role in a work. Really, so, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit spoiled by the dancers that are here because everyone is so incredible, but I really think anyone can do anything.
Yeah, and I think as well that it's like when you restage a piece, no? After it has been performed, and most likely you don't have the same dancers that you had in the beginning when the piece was created. And then, so you have kind of to retune the piece to give the same kind of energy and feeling. I think this could be seen in the same way, you know, like a possibility to kind of rework the piece and to find a way that like he gets the same energy in the end. I'm super happy that you are in this lucky position actually, and I hope as well more companies will take a step towards it. I have just one quick last question. I mean, how do you see yourself? I mean, it's a constant, for what I can understand, it's a constant research and understanding where to go and how, what to become and how to be, but what do you see yourself in the future doing?
Yeah, this is a very difficult question. I mean, as you said,
for now, I mean, maybe in 5 years you change your mind, maybe in 5 years you want to be, I don't know, a nurse, but
I mean, I pretty much reassess who I am every minute of every day. It's just a constant process. But I think, I mean, dance is really, it's all I can give to this world. It's all I can see for me. I just feel like it is the most incredible thing, and I'm absolutely in love with it. To what capacity I can continue delivering it, I don't know. If I being a dancer at NDT, being a company dancer is an extremely intense job. The output is extremely high. We're really churning it out. So I don't know if I can keep up this frequency for much longer. But yeah, thinking about the future, what I want to do, I would love to be able to in some way facilitate or inspire this kind of gender questioning in a lot of people. Whether that is through teaching or creating or in some way leading this research into what it is to be a human through dance. But I don't know where that takes place or how that takes place yet.
I mean, I guess you will get an answer sooner or later. The intention. I was just wondering one last thing. Do you feel that this realization for yourself made you more sensitive, aware, respectful towards the other in general, more attentive?
I mean, I've always been extremely tuned in to gender as a concept in everyone in society, but I feel like now more than ever, almost being on the outside of it has made me not it's not like appreciate it for what it is, but be able to appreciate it in others, how their own sort of definition of what that means for them. And I feel like a lot of people, cisgendered people in it especially, don't really sit down and think about it a lot or ever. And I think in me, just being me, I have allowed a lot of these people around me the possibility to question it in themselves. And I think that's been a really nice thing to witness. So I think in this way, this feeling of being more attuned to others.
Thank you, Boston. It was a pleasure to talk to you. And I wish you good luck with everything. And I hope to see you soon on stage.
Thanks.
See you soon. Thank you for being with us and talking with us.
Bye.